Axis Mundi.
You're listening to an Irreverent podcast. Visit irreverent.fm for more content from our amazing lineup of creators. Welcome to Straight White American Jesus. My name is Brad Onishi. I am faculty at the University of San Francisco. Our show is hosted in a partnership with the CAP Center, UCSB. I'm here today with my co-host.
I'm Dan Miller, Associate Professor of Religion and Social Thought in the Department of Liberal Studies at Landmark College. It's good to see you, Brad.
Dan, we're entering that time of year that I think is harder in your part of the country, which is when the time changes and it gets dark like super early. I know for me, when I lived in the Northeast, like when it would get dark at 4:30, it was tough. And I would be like, man, what is there to look forward to? Winter's going to end in like 9 more months. But fortunately, Dan, I'm putting on my best advertiser voice. I wonder if everyone notices. I've been practicing this. Fortunately for everybody, there is something to look forward to, which is Straight White American Jesus Seminar happening in January. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're like, yeah, January. I got time. But you don't, because here's why. It starts the very first Wednesday in January, okay? And we are in November. And we all know December is a weird mix of like, you know, family and holidays and rampant consumerism and so on and so forth. And so we have a few spots left and we want to tell you, you need to jump in and get that, get your spot now, because January is going to sneak up on you and you're going to wish you'd signed up and you're going to miss this opportunity to hang out with Dan Miller in January. Does that sound right to you, Dan?
It does. We can tie into the rampant consumerism and talk about all these places that have started like Black Fridays in November. And as we record this, this is one of them. As somebody who got up at 4:30 because I had to get something at Walmart today. So everybody can like set their alarms for like super early in the morning, get up, like score their place in the seminar and feel like they've done their piece to be, a good sort of stereotypical November American.
There it is. There it is. All right. So straightwhiteamericanjesus.com, go to the seminar tab. If you're not familiar in our seminars, we have 4 live classes. We have video, exclusive videos. We have readings. We have an office hours meeting with the professor, who is Dan Miller. I'll be popping in and out as part of the seminar. It's pretty cool. And everyone who did it before was just like super stoked about it. So, all right, Dan, we want to talk about 3 things today. We're going to go to Virginia, talk about this gubernatorial race that has the Democrats all up in arms. We're going to talk about a new report from PRRI that shows basically in statistics what we talk about all the time, which is 2 competing visions of America. And then we'll talk about some very startling new facts and reporting about January 6th and law enforcement. So let's start in Virginia. This week, there's a gubernatorial election. Glenn Youngkin wins. He is the GOP candidate. He beats Terry McAuliffe, who's this sort of Democrat who's been a mainstay in Virginia politics for a long time, was the former governor in that state. There's so many hot takes, Dan. There are so many people wanting to say no big deal, or this is definitely the nail in the Democrats' coffin. I definitely have my take, and I think we're going to have a little bit of back and forth here because there's a lot of perspectives, and I think we might have some overlap, but we might have some difference here. So when you think about Virginia and this guy, Glenn Youngkin, wins, he's a very inexperienced politician. He runs a campaign that is based on, one way to put it is Trumpism without Trump. He doesn't want Trump hanging around. He's not standing next to Trump. He's kind of telling Trump, please don't come to my rallies. But a lot of his rhetoric and his positions are Trumpian. He's very vociferous in opposing critical race theory as it's taught in schools, which it is not, but he says it is. And anyway, there's a lot to say here. So some folks across the country are like, this is spells doom for the Democrats. This is a bad, bad sign. And this is a wake-up call because 2022 is around the corner. Others are saying, I'm not so sure. Let's not overreact. I think you might be in that latter category, but what do you think?
I think it's really bad news for the Democrats, But I think it doesn't necessarily mean what a lot of people think it means. And here's why. And people can, you can Google this, you can look it up, you can find it. Like, the incumbent party loses in midterm elections, like sort of all the time. Like, it's as close to an ironclad political law as there is. The party that has the presidency tends to lose. I think it's almost certain that Democrats are going to lose the House in 2022. I think it was certain in like 1972 that the Democrats were going to lose the House in 2022 if they had the presidency. Like, most political scientists will say, if you know who the president is, if you know which party has the presidency, you know which party is almost certain to lose the House. Like, that's how that works. And you get the nationalization of politics, and people recognize this now. They used to have that notion that all politics is local. We know now that often, like, certainly at state level races, politics are actually national, right? You have Biden, whose popularity rating has been tanking in recent months. The economy is not bouncing back the way he would. He's tied, for better or for worse, to, you know, his George W. Bush moment. Everybody remembers George W. Bush with the, like, mission accomplished on the aircraft carrier deck and all that stuff. That was Biden in July, kind of claiming victory over over the coronavirus. And, like, you know, here we are. We're still in this. Lots of reasons for that. Lots of fear mongering. Lots of politics. I'm not denying any of that. But all of that to say, people like, you know, some of the people at Vox had a really good piece where they said, if you want to look at this, you've got to look at the fact that you have a really increasingly unpopular incumbent president in an election that's tied in with a cycle. If I put this, you know, you put this in with the midterms, where the incumbent party is going to lose. Now, if you want the Democrats to be in office and you're terrified of Trump and Trumpism and Christian nationalism and all the things we talk about, it is really bad news for the Democrats. I don't know that it's necessarily because of, you know, the kinds of reasons that, like, James Carville throws out when he's basically like, we're not enough like Clinton and we're not moderate enough. And it's all this quote unquote wokeness nonsense or whatever.
Thanks for listening to this free preview of our Swag episode. In order to get access to the full episode and so much more, become a Straight White American Jesus premium subscriber by clicking the link in the show notes. It'll take you like 2 clicks, I promise. In addition to getting access to this episode, you'll have access to the entire Swag archive, over 550 episodes. You'll also get an extra episode every month, ad-free listening, Discord access, and so much more. All that for less than $6 a month, and it helps us keep our flag up and continue to safeguard democracy from religious nationalism, extremism, and rising authoritarianism. Check it out. It's not hard. I promise.
Thanks for listening today, y'all. As a reminder, you can help us keep doing this pro-democracy work by becoming a paid subscriber. Get ad-free listening, access to the 500-episode archive, a premium episode, and more. Go sign up now. It only takes a few clicks. www.axismundi.supercast.com. The link is in the show notes.